Bill waited for him to say something more, and then, as nothing was coming, he turned round, said, "Come on, Tony," and led the way upstairs. "Got all you want?" he said at the top of the stairs. "I think so. Come and see me before you go down." "Righto!" Antony shut his bedroom door behind him and walked over to the window. He pushed open a casement and looked out. His bedroom was just over the door at the back of the house. The side wall of the office, which projected out onto the lawn beyond the rest of the house, was on his left. He could step out onto the top of the door, and from there drop easily to the ground. Getting back would be a little more difficult. There was a convenient water pipe, which would help. He had just finished his dressing when Bill came in. "Final instructions?" he asked, sitting down on the bed. "By the way, how are we to amuse ourselves after dinner? I mean, immediately after dinner."
"Billiards?"
"Righto. Anything you like."
"Don't talk too loud," said Antony in a lower voice. "We're more or less over the hall, and Cayley may be there."
He led the way to the window.
"We'll go out this way tonight. Going downstairs is too risky. It's easy enough. Better put on tennis shoes."